Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080.
I'll just knock it off. You don't know.
No, you're not even right about that. You don't even state right. All right. Just stop. All right. Later on this hour, we're going to try to give away this web pad this hour. I'm putting together some sort of trivia question, and I just ran my test trivia question by Matt, who just failed it spectacularly.
Okay, but I knew so much other stuff. I just couldn't think of it.
Knowing other stuff doesn't count.
Well,
if knowing other stuff counted, then everybody would win Final Jeopardy. No, Alex, I don't know that, but I know some other stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Ted. No, Ted, I'm sorry. The answer is Tijuana.
All right, 5-3-2-5-0-10-80 in Portland or 1-800.
You do an excellent Alex Trebek doing linguistic condescension. I know.
You got to just get a little condescension.
I'm sorry, the answer is Guadalajara.
That's how he does it. All right, coming up later on this hour, Betsy will join us. Tom Likas at 3 o'clock, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, now, I've got this email and phone calls to get through here. Oh, by the way, we'll have a mini-review, spoiler-free. You pack of ravenous weasels. We'll have a spoiler-free review of Lord of the Rings here coming
up
in just a
minute.
Don't give me any spoilers. Don't give me any more trouble.
I don't want to hear it too much.
Gandalf's back.
Well, no, that's not it.
Okay, we'll get to it.
You need to die.
Just stop.
No!
Okay, everyone is stopping now.
I mean, they're all
gathered
at the rocks, and Gandalf looks up and...
Stop now.
Data's dead.
All right, so Jolie...
Yeah, I'm still mad at you, but...
All right, so now let's recap. But when we hit the top of the hour, we were talking about how chicks think. And so, first of all, we got all this email about PMS coming in. And I'm still getting emails, by the way, about yesterday's question, which is where was talking about the woman who quit. They were having sex, and halfway through, she, like, stops and leaves. And I'm still getting emails about speculating as to what the cause of that might have been. So we'll get
Something's
to those in a second.
Wrong with him, huh?
Did you have some comment you needed to make about PMS? Because you and Sarah were talking about tampons during the break.
We were not.
Oh, that is not true.
You're like, ooh, let's talk about tampons when we get back.
Cotton boy.
They were talking about how to make them into rockets. You take the plunger, you shoot them like rockets.
Or stick them in Coke cans.
Like a potato can.
All right, I don't need to hear.
You might know what fun they can be.
I don't need to hear any of that.
No, actually, I just, even though I'm mad at you, I still wanted to give you another tip since you guys need some major help.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you a little bonus tip.
All right.
The bonus tip is just don't be early for a date. I mean, it's bad enough being late, but it's bad being early. Let me tell you, if you get there 5-10 minutes early, you got to drive around the block. You cannot be early on a woman.
You chicks are mental.
I guess that goes with everything.
That is just what it is. You're just mental.
Well, maybe we're naked or we don't have our makeup on.
That's why you have the rest of
that.
We're not going to go sit in the bathroom with you. That's why you got a couch, right? We'll sit on the sofa.
Not so you can snoop in our stuff, uh-uh.
It's good that you're not paranoid.
Just believe me. No, I was listening to a girl who was on a date last night, and the guy showed up early. It's bad news.
So what?
That's negative, like, 50 points before you even start the date.
I swear to God, if I could turn myself gay right now, I would.
I'm just telling you.
Every day when we do this segment, I wish more and more and more that I had just come to Earth as anything other than me. A rock, a stick, a tree, a twig, a branch, I don't care. Just anything other than me. Because women, you all are mental, all of you. What do you mean don't show up early? What the hell are you talking about?
Come on, you're mental.
I'm mental.
Yeah,
you're subtracting,
you know,
50 points because I'm punctual maybe a little before, and I'm the one who's
punctual.
Mental.
It's so not punctual, it's early.
Does this mean I date normal girls now? Am I, like... Instead of dating psychos, I'm dating normal women.
I don't even know. I don't even understand.
But can I ask you a man question here?
There's no way of stopping you.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, one.
The question is, you know how men never, ever, ever open the mail? Usually. And so we're getting kind of back to this surprise thing about the gifts.
Yeah.
So I go out and buy my husband these tickets for Pretenders.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, okay, well, they'll be there in like a week or something. So I'm thinking Saturday. He won't be home. He won't check the mail.
Right.
No, he never checks the mail. So I get home last night from work, and the tickets are wide open.
That's what you get for ordering the tickets early.
Merry Christmas.
That's what you get for being early. Next
time,
just get the tickets the day of the show.
It's better than balcony.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, the husband doesn't mind getting the tickets early. That's the difference between you and us.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, there's Jolie from the front desk. All right. Let me read a couple of these, by the way. This is yesterday. Why she quit in the middle of sex. Rick, Jolie's advice was lame. Here are a couple of good reasons why she might have stopped in the middle of sex. Maybe they've been going at it too long and she was... sore.
Oh, I doubt
maybe
it.
Maybe he made odd noises and it turned her off. What? No, unless you're buying like a sheep or something. Leanne says F Matt with whatever's handy.
This F Matt is sponsored by NorthwestPipes.com.
Noises.
Thanks for just talking right there so nobody could understand either thing that was happening.
Sorry.
All right.
That was rude.
The F Matt and the Jolie right there, and it lasted exactly the same length of time, and no one could understand either of them.
I'll be quiet.
No, we're going to go to the news. You're Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
208, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Folgers. Now there's another way to enjoy the best part of waking up. Folgers Cafe Latte is a rich, frothy, creamy coffee treat. Why, it comes in delicious flavors, too, like vanilla vibe, mocha fusion, and caramel groove. Top story, a crash in the Couve causes the capture of some cunning criminals. A guy and a gal robbed the Vancouver Sterling Branch Bank at gunpoint. Then they fly through a stop sign, crashing through a lovely white picket fence in somebody's well-groomed front lawn, interrupting their suburban bliss. But they ran away and quickly apprehended. The police activity forced the lockdown of schools in the northeast 10th Street area. Concerned parents wanted to rush over and pick up their little angels, but they were dissuaded from doing so. Bank robbers usually leave school kids alone. License plate formats will be changing soon in Oregon. The traditional letter, then number format, is nearing its end. Based on current projections, the state will issue the last plate from that format, ZZZ999, sometime in November 2003. That's when the format will change from letters first to numbers first. The first new format license plate will read 001BA. A spokesman for the Oregon Department of Motor Vehicles says the new format should last the state another 20 to 30 years. The city of Ellensburg owns several paintings. Some hang in various locations throughout the city. Others are in storage. One is back in storage after a short-lived appearance at city council chambers. Blue Moon depicts a woman in a translucent dress sitting on a bed clutching two children to her bosom. Once Councilman Joe Perry saw it, he said, "It should be facing the wall." City manager Ted Barkley sent the painting back to storage. Clearly a John Ashcroft thing. Well, if there's an embarrassing celebrity moment, then someone on the internet will make a game out of it. A website has three versions of the Michael Jackson baby dangling game. In one, you use a wicker basket to catch the babies. Jackson throws from the balcony of his hotel. The babies are thrown faster and faster, and occasionally Jackson throws spiders like the one that recently bit him on the foot. In the second game, use a sack to catch the babies. And in the third one, you use your computer keys to move around a picture of Hitler so you can catch the babies. You're then rated on what good of a parent you are, depending on how many babies you catch and how many you miss.
That's just wrong on every level.
Anybody want to play? Go to canal99.com/Michael.
Okay.
All right. No showers or rain today, but definitely some tonight and tomorrow, yes, even more. Tim Riley, the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. Later on this hour, Betsy will be here. We'll also get a little mini review of Lord of the Rings. So I got some email to get to and stuff, and we'll also get Kristen into counting. Let's get Grant. You're on Hot Thoughts at KOTK. What's up?
Yeah, I just think that Jolie's approach to this entire situation with dealing with PMS is wrong, because if that were the case, all men would just have to run around with their tail perpetually clutched between their legs.
Maybe that's the whole point. Maybe that's the goal.
I just don't understand. It's entirely too vagocentric.
Vagocentric.
Yeah, it is. It just defies 50% of the population, you know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. I don't mean to be coarse or callous. All I'm saying is a guy will tell you when he's in a bad mood. You know what I mean? Here's how you know, because every woman, especially if you live with a guy, your girlfriend or husband, every woman has had this happen. You come home and there's your boyfriend or there's your husband, right? The girl comes home from work or the husband comes home from work and the woman goes, "How are you, hon? I'm in a bad mood. Leave me alone." You know, and that's guys have no problem. How are you today? I'm in a really bad mood. I'm going to go upstairs and play Quake 3. No guy has a problem telling you he's in a bad mood. But it seems like women, for whatever reason, it's like a scavenger hunt. It's like, "Hon, how are you today?" "Fine." "Well, you seem, is something wrong?" "Nothing. Nothing's wrong." "Okay, well, clearly, hon, you're lying. Something's wrong." "No, nothing's wrong. I'm absolutely fine." And then it begins this whole game of, is it bigger than a bread box? Was it? It's like there's 20 questions where you have to figure out, What, do you have a fracture of your tibia? What? Tell me! Just tell me!
TMS occurs once you've called them on that. Then they blame it on TMS. Yeah. But up until that point, it's just them being candid about stuff.
That's what I'm saying. There you go. There's Grant. Let's see. In Portland, it's Gabe. He's a full-time listener. What do you got, brother?
How you doing?
What do you have?
I just wanted to send you the email yesterday.
About?
The question for Jolie.
You were the one who said the woman stopped in the middle of sex?
Yes.
That was you?
It was me.
Okay, excellent. Okay, and so, if you didn't hear the email, the deal is you'd be broken up with a girl about 7 months ago, started dating a new girl. First time you sleep together, halfway through the sex, the girl stops and what, then left?
She didn't quite leave. She just stopped. I don't know why.
Well, then what happened? You said then you had tea? I mean, what happened when she stopped?
We just lay there and talked for a little bit, you know.
And
but
talk.
I was kind of frustrated.
That must have been
what's
fun.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
But then, so I asked her last night, and she said it was because she thought it was too soon.
I wasn't thought it was too soon. She's halfway through it. What do you mean it was too soon?
That's what I said. I don't know. So I don't know if that's an excuse or what.
Yeah, what do you think? That's just insane.
No, it could be an excuse. I mean, even when you're young.
How old is this girl?
23.
She's 23. She's obviously not a virgin, right?
No.
Well, she must be having doubts altogether then if she's not sure if she's...
Oh, please. If it seemed like... I'm just saying... That seems like a... I don't know. It seems like it has to be some sort of a lie, though. I mean, I don't know. Sarah, you'd know better than me because I'm not a girl.
Yeah, I'd just say girls are messed up altogether. I don't even understand why I do half the things I do.
Excellent. Justin, pay careful attention there. So you just talked, and then what, she went home?
Yep.
Okay, now, are you going to go out with her again? Because, see, this is the thing, is every time you have sex with this girl, aren't you going to be, it seems like you're going to be holding back, you know, you're going to be reserved, because you're like, I don't want to get all into it and enjoying it, because then what if she stops again?
Yeah, well, see, I don't know, I gave her the option of calling me, like you guys said.
Well, yes. That's what you got to do.
And so, if she wants to call me, perfectly fine, if not,
you gotta move on.
There's a million other women out there in the world.
Yeah, and it's not to be cold, it's just that, like... Let's say, for the sake of argument, that she does have some issue, or she's got deep problems, and you can't fix her anyway. I mean, it's like one person can't fix another person. So if she's got issues, she's better off taking to some shrink or some therapist or whatever, because it's like no, just regular person can fix anybody else's problem. So you're better off not screwing with that. That's the way you do it. You give her the number. If she wants to get back together, she calls you. If not, you move on.
Oh, yeah, and I don't want the extra luggage.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's just the baggage. It's just too much trouble. All right,
just tell her you're faking a good time. Plain you do.
Yeah.
They can fake orgasm, but we can fake having a good time.
You can fake a relationship. That's Gabe.
I've done it a lot.
No, but... I really care. Uh-huh. All right. 1-800-727-5955. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend and colleague, the lovely Kristen in accounting.
When it comes down to it, isn't that always what men do? Is they just kind of fake the relationship and
sounds
prepare
like,
for the sex?
Sounds bitterness. Like somebody's bitter.
Oh, well,
sounds like somebody's
like
annoyed.
Like I don't have a reason to be. Well, anyway.
Like so much.
Yeah.
Now, well, actually, was that his name?
Yeah, Gabe.
Don't
that was...
even, if she calls, run, screaming from the room. She obviously has issues. You don't even need to get near.
Has anybody here had somebody stop halfway through sex?
I had somebody fall asleep on me once.
Oh, literally on you?
No, actually it was kind of the foreplay situation.
Well, that's even
had
worse.
Had you guys been drinking?
We had been drinking, and we were at a friend's house, and we were staying over.
That's got to feel good.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, Kristen, I apologize about that. It was...
Shut up. So you were fooling around, and then he just, you know, it's...
All of a sudden, he's like...
Oh, baby, yeah. You're so fine. I just want
to... Yeah. Did you have to prod him to get him like to do the deed?
In mid-grope, it just kind of stopped.
Well, what did you do? Did you just kind of sidle up from underneath him and then go home, or what did you do?
Well, he was my boyfriend. I just kind of... Yeah, he did say the next morning, he was like, I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
Sorry about that.
Like, okay, whatever.
But, I mean, was that the end of... was it ever the same after that?
Oh, yeah.
Fine. It's just weird. I think if you were a man and the woman you were like giving it to fell asleep like in the act, whatever stage of the act, it's like I don't think you would ever be able to perform with a woman again.
Yeah,
you would
it's
never
hard to
again.
From that.
Seriously, you would never again know the love of a real woman, as Toby Ziegler would say, because it's like there's no bigger insult than the oh baby, yeah, you like that, don't you? You awake, baby?
Yeah.
Baby, what? Oh, damn. There's
well,
just no...
You know,
what are you
going to
do? There's no coming back from that.
But it was the extenuating circumstances. You know, we were pretty drunk and...
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
So, whatever.
Excellent. There's Kristen. What? I'm sorry?
Wait.
What? Yes, yes.
I wasn't even calling about that.
Oh.
What I was going to say is, the whole PMS thing, you guys have completely missed the point.
Which is,
when you ask the woman if she has PMS, you're implying that she's being a bitch. That's why we get pissed off at that question.
That never happens.
Well, even if we're in a bad mood, like if we say, like you were talking about, if we say, well, I'm just in a bad mood, you guys always say, oh, well, you must have PMS.
Well, that's because we're men and thick skull. That's Kristen and Ken. We're small, one-celled organisms. More on the way, including Adrian, a small Lord of the Rings review. Betsy, you'll be here later. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's on Hot...
Talk 1080 KOTK.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the hood, ain't that was stirring. Nope, it was all good. The stocking was hung on my big fat. He was hoping to get some of that good from old Jolly St. Nick. The children were snuggled up, sleeping in bed. My bitch on my jock, giving a holiday. When outside my crib, there arose such a clatter. I stuck my head out and yelled, what the f*** is the matter? Then a fat red pimp got out of his ride. It was perfectly clear. He was from the north side.
Yo, Santa, what's up? Did you bring me some cranny? And Tangeray gin. I can mix with my tiny.
He said, ho, ho, ho. And opened his sack. It was stuffed full of endo. Had to take a step back.
Is this for the dough? Did you bring this for me? To blaze with my hoes and my closest homie?
He just nodded his head, his eyes about shut. It was then that I knew that St. Nick was f***ed up.
He ate all my motherfucking cookies. I left on the plate. Then he went in the fridge. And he ate and ate and that fat motherfucker ate.
And when he was done, when the cupboard was bare, he packed his shit up and got out of there.
Good night, doggy dog. He said from the sky. Merry Christmas to all you motherfuckers and to all a good high. Merry Christmas
from the dog pound.
And everybody, have a happy new year. Ho, ho, ho.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080.
You've been waiting to play that?
Oh, man, that's the highlight of my holiday season. That and that Here Comes Fatty with a Sack of Crap. Those are the two songs that are the highlight of my... I mean, screw that, you know. Go Come All Ye Faithful. I don't think so. All right, Betsy will be joining us in a few. We'll also have a small review of Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Let's see, we're going to get Jack in just a moment. This is Adrian in Portland. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, bro, I got a quick story about, like, the only time you'll ever hear about a guy falling asleep or quitting during sex.
All right.
I was on a camping trip a couple years ago. I was riding my jet ski, fell off the jet ski, hit my head on the jet ski, was kind of concussed. The girl I was with, she had some painkillers. I ate a couple of the painkillers. Later on, you know, after the campfire and stuff, we're in the tent, how to say this, she was on top of me, kind of,
yes,
you know, taking care of whatever, and just, you know, between being concussed and being doped up on Vicodin, just passed out. And the funniest part is, you know, it's like I passed out. You know, like most girls, you get mad, they slap you awake. She was like, eh, you know, I'm just going to finish this off. I guess there's still some turgidity going on there.
Oh,
so.
God. You know, and the thing is, if it had been the other way around, you'd still be in prison.
Exactly.
If she had passed out and you're like, well, I'm already here. You know, like, you would totally be, we'd be visiting, you'd be calling from the prison diner right about now. Oh, that's a great story. That's what I'm talking about. Excellent. There's Adrian.
Concussed.
1-800-727-5955. I was all concussed and whatnot. That's Adrian. Jack, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. What's up?
I wanted to weigh in on the same subject, Rick. My take on it is that either the guy wasn't doing what she wanted him to do, or he wasn't doing it the way she wanted him to do it.
And so, well, especially if it was like her first time or something, which it can't probably be because she's like 23, but I mean... I don't know, maybe, but see, here's the thing, is like, and let me just, can I just give you a little advice? Let me speak, and I think I speak on behalf of all men here, that when it, like, you know, if you're a woman, and this is for guys, too, I guess, if the person's not doing it right, you just got to tell them, you know what I mean? Am I right about this?
Oh, I hear you, brother. What I'm saying is, yeah. But that's the other trap that women put you into, you know, they just don't, they don't speak up, and you're walking on all these landmines.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have any feet left.
Seriously, you can have sex the wrong way for like 7 years because nobody will tell you. It's like Banky Edwards always says, it's like CNN. You got to have constant updates. You know what I mean?
That's my take on it. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's Jack. Now, that's the thing. If you're a man or a woman, especially a woman, because I think men are more open about saying, no, you got to do it like this. This way for exactly this long. I think women are more reserved. I think women are less willing to say, no. Shag off, you're doing it all wrong. Look, come here, Chico. You gotta, and women have got to be able to say right here, do it exactly this way.
Yeah, I think there's Betsy.
Yeah, swell.
I think you gradually learn how to do it the right way. Like the first when I lost my virginity.
Yes.
I stopped the guy partway through because I think I was just, you know, we'd been dating for about 8 months and.
Wait, how old were you?
16.
All right. No, yeah. There ain't no shame. That's a year and a half above the national average, I think. It's 14 okay. And a half now. So you were like, I may be all graphic here, but were you in the act?
We were in the act, and then halfway through, I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing? You know, because it's your virginity. You want to hang on to it probably as long
now,
as you could.
I think that happens a lot when you're a teenager,
yeah.
Where you're, like, you're going to be very, you know, be clean about this, but I mean, where you're... You know, you've begun the act. The actual, I'm not talking foreplay, I'm not going to think about it, but the actual act has started, and that, you know, the train is rolling. And then, especially, I think a lot of times girls, because when you're a teenager, you don't always use birth control. You don't always, sometimes, you don't stop to get the rubber or whatever, because you're 16, you know what I mean? You're just doing it, you don't plan it sometimes. Sometimes you don't even plan it, it just happens. But I knew some girls in high school that would do this. It's like I said, you're heading on down the highway, and then suddenly the girl's like, wait a minute, hold on, we're not using birth control. We got to stop.
I know, guys just want to plow on right on forward. Like, wait, my boyfriend at the time.
Plow on forward. What
yeah.
A great
wow.
Image that is.
No, like he was just, what are you talking about? I remember he got so mad at me, and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Like you're a bean field.
Plow on.
Oh, that's just wrong.
There'll be no plowing.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the plowing. Did you end up finishing that night or with that guy?
Regrettably, yes.
Regrettably.
Yeah.
Yes, I hope he's listening out there.
I hope so, too.
Yes,
I love the phrase you coined when we were in the studio talking about.
Which was what? Where was I?
She said I was halfway through it, and I thought, well, I'm screwed anyway.
I'm Clyde Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. This is Chris. What's up with you?
Hey, Rick. I gotta weigh in on this. Number one, your music selection. That you can't get that on any other station, man. You can't get a Snoop Christmas song on any other
Snoop
station.
And Nate Dogg. No, it's Us Alone. Yeah.
But you know, it's funny you brought up Banky. Much like Alyssa Jones, I actually had a friend who had some serious injury because he fell asleep during his act.
And the woman just took it out on him. You don't fall asleep on me.
Except in the movie, what, she dug her heel into his back.
Yeah.
Okay, in this case, she just grabbed him by the hair and twisted.
Which hair?
They grabbed him by his head.
Oh, okay.
And twisted his neck.
Oh, that's a bad scene. Yeah. That's nothing but bad. Hey, by the way, is this Chris the mailman by any chance?
It is.
Drop me an email. I know this is how great our audience is. You had actually send us something you were in Disneyland, you missed part of the show. Somebody actually offered to hook you up with the shows you missed. He's been archiving.
Oh, excellent. Hey, no, but even more important than that, nothing could be more important than the Rick Show except this.
Yes.
my VCR screwed up on the Sunday after I left. On the Sunday. In fact, I was the one that called you and told you about it. And then my VCR screwed up, and now HBO is, like, not running reruns of it. I don't have the Sopranos season finale.
Drop me an email. We'll see if we can get you the hookup.
All right, there you go.
There's Chris. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 to get back at a 727-5955. Yeah, and Chasing Amy, there's a great monologue between Jason Lee and the chick who plays Alyssa Jones, whose name is escaping me at the moment, Joy Lauren Adams. Where they're talking about sexual mishaps, and I didn't want to think about it. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Okay, Betsy's 5 minutes late already. Well, doesn't it mean any good if you're here not in the studio? That's like you said, I'm in my car in the parking lot, but I'm here. The hell good does it do me if you're in the studio? If you're not here in this room, if you're like over there talking to them, it's just like you not being here. There's no, what's the difference?
Oh, she's coming over. She's a little
Whether you're in the other room
mad.
Or in, first of all, your mic's not on. Second of all, you're not going to wait till the other side of the break for using profanity as soon as you come on. So that's your penalty. Back in the box you go. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Oh, getting all uppity with me.
Women are just that way today. They're just...
I'm just saying, you know. Jane Seymour, don't you give me the stink eye. All right, we'll be back. It's 1-800-727-5955. It's a Rick Emerson Show. LL Cool J. Don't go anywhere.
You bring the woodpecker, I'll bring the wood. The bells are whipping and ripping at the body and soul. What are you doing? It ain't rock and roll.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, and here is Sarah Dillon with that there traffic.
Thanks.
All right, 1-800-727-5955. The mellifluous strains of MC 900 Foot Jesus. All right, we are here with Clyde Lewis, who's going to give us his mini Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers review here in a moment, as well as Betsy. All right, have we all calmed down and taken our lithium? Are we all going to be able to move forward in a civilized fashion here?
Shut up.
Sister, I got the big stick, and I use it, too, so I don't...
Yeah, right,
you don't think Clyde can just talk for the next 19 minutes? Here. It's not my fault you're sitting over there, John, with Matt and Sarah.
I'm not giving you any credit. That's the whole point.
That is not true. You came in moments ago. As soon as you walked into the studio, you yelled at me using profanity, I might add.
You're ripping on me.
Because you're late again. It's because you're late again. Well, shush me. Matt's got the shush button. Start shushing me. It's going to be the last shushing you do.
No, right. You're reaming on me for stuff that didn't even happen.
You're
late again. Rolling in your head.
Just pointing out that you're late again.
I'm not at all.
What time did she get on the air here? Was it 2:30?
No, 2:42. Exactly the same time as it was last week. The same time as it was the week before that.
Not my fault you're standing over there.
You know what? The same time as it was like 6 and 7 months ago,
Rick. Don't look at me. You were here. You've got to sit over there and talk to them. It's not my fault that you're late coming in here.
No.
I don't have a leash on you.
I don't want to talk about it, really. But the one thing is that I was here at the time you told me to be here.
No, you weren't. And I was. You were not. I said to come on the air at 2:30.
No.
That's exactly what I said. And Matt's a witness to that.
Let's talk about it.
We're going to talk to Justin in Portland at the moment.
Wow.
Justin, what's up with you?
Oh, nothing. What's going on?
Thanks for bringing a lot of energy to the show, Justin. I appreciate that. A lot of zest
anytime.
To your call here.
Well, he's been waiting for a while.
Is this your Justin?
This is my boy, Toya.
He's building this up.
Yeah, okay. Moving on. What do we have here?
Okay. I just wanted to call, and since you're playing some great novelty Christmas songs, I wanted to recommend the Vandals Christmas album.
The Vandals? Those are the guys who did that Grease cover
I was going to ask you if you looked into that.
No, I didn't even know that such a thing existed.
It's a great album.
All right.
Not to mention, I found your D.D. King CD that I made for you, and I thought I gave it to you months ago. Apparently, I didn't.
No idea what you're talking about right now.
D.D. King? D.D. Ramone.
I thought you said B.B. King, and I'm all like,
D.D.
The King of the Blues. Yeah, D.D. King, that was D.D. Ramone did this rap album that was this weird Beastie Boys crap where he had these big shades and like the spiked wrist thing
Correct.
Going on.
Terrible.
I've never heard it, but you actually have it.
I do, yeah. I told you a long time ago I was going to make you a copy.
Excellent.
I thought I gave it to you.
Excellent. Yeah, I don't think you did.
Justin, I don't think you gave Sarah anything
to give
me, though.
Just
you
give me
keep the... telling me every time...
No, I gave you... Well, no, okay, maybe I didn't give you one, but I gave you. I gave Clyde one for you.
Yeah,
and apparently I think he hawked
it.
Thanks,
Clyde.
Something.
I have no idea.
What are you trying to do?
I have no idea what we're talking about now.
He's hidden mine in his couch.
By the way, I should tell you it was great that Justin was on hold as I was... talking about losing my virginity.
And about falling asleep or telling the guy to get off halfway through sex.
That'll be making notes.
You know, can I just tell you this? You know what little image is going to come into your head the next time you're trying to perform like a man? It's just going to be, no, we're done. I don't care.
We're not
finished. Seriously, it's like when your girlfriend tells you that, your girlfriend's drunk, not your girlfriend, but it's like when the girl or the guy gets drunk and it's like, yeah, this one time I did a whole hockey team. You know, and like the next time you're trying to have sex, that's the image you just can't get out of your head. You're trying to perform, and then suddenly you just seen Wayne Gretzky in there just checking and blocking. You know?
I'm laughing because that happened to me.
Is there something I haven't been told, Sarah?
I'll let you talk off the air. That's Justin from 800 Octane. All right. All right, now, if you're done yelling at me for things that I did not do...
I'm not. I'm
I think
not.
We both know that's not true.
You
do we want to do your list now so we don't get behind on it?
Sure.
Try to increase the peace here. I'm a uniter,
not a divider.
Okay, well, my list is kind of fun. It was difficult to put together.
Yes.
These are the top five most difficult things about getting naked.
Okay.
The honorable mention...
Just for you or just for people in general?
Just for strippers.
All right, excellent. Okay.
The honorable mention is primarily for the new girls. She might feel insecure about being naked in front of a room.
A little whiskey will take care of that. Nothing, there's no problem scotch can't cure.
Number five, your clothes get caught on the heels. And this means that, like, it's usually pants or pantsuits or something long, like skirts or something. You're trying to walk and it gets caught
on the heels. Like when you're kidding, those moon boots? Like nothing can ever get over those? Yeah. All right.
Actually, there was in Las Vegas a girl that was dancing in moon boots.
Yeah. See, nobody does. Nobody has any style.
Right. You know, it was a theme thing. She was like snowman.
She came as me in 1982.
Anyway, number four is being cold.
You
get naked, you get cold.
Oh, well, I mean, don't they have heaters there? I mean,
yeah, but the heat
like a dampen outside.
The heat is geared towards the crowd.
Oh, that's true, and they're all clothed and drunk.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Number three, losing your clothing.
What, is that like the other girls steal it or something? Or
you know what? The worst part about it is that usually customers are the ones that steal it.
Bunch of weasels.
The other girls always give it back because they don't want to use your panties.
Oh, well, that's true. I mean, there's probably lots of guys wearing those around the house or whatnot.
Yeah, it's really easy to drop your panties after coming off stage.
Okay.
Number two, you get a stuck zipper or get knots that are stuck and you can't get them undone.
Oh, no, I can see. I mean, just because, like...
You're supposed to take your clothes off and you can't because they're stuck.
Seriously, this happened to me with my backpack the other day. It's like you're zipping, you know, I don't know what that little plastic strip is for there inside because it seems like the sole purpose of that little strip of plastic is to get caught in the teeth of the zipper. And it's always when you're late for the bus, you're late for work or something, crap. And then you're like in there with the pliers trying to like pull it out and it's just a big pain. So
usually for us it's leather pants or a corset, some kind of dress zipper.
Excellent. All right.
The number one most difficult thing for a stripper to get naked is about getting naked is putting your panties back on.
Now why is that hard? There's only two ways they can go. How can you screw that up?
They're
or is this something the men shouldn't know about?
The thing is that the dancers fall over often when they're trying to get their panties back on because you're in 7-inch heels and you have to bend over at the same time as lifting up your leg.
It's just gravity. I mean,
putting your 7-inch heels with 3-inch platforms through this teeny little hole on one side and the strippers fall over.
7-inch platforms for the teeny little hole. All right. Just going to let that one lay there. Yeah.
It is the number one most difficult thing to do.
No, I'm not disputing that. I'm simply saying.
I hear you, Rick Emerson. I'm going to get you some stripper panties and some 7-inch heels.
Is Richard not going to come in wearing those?
And then have you put them back on gracefully.
I've got a better idea. How about we never, ever, ever do that under any circumstances? All right, we've got this web pad, by the way, courtesy of Tim Anderson from Computer Time, which is Saturday 8 to 10, and Budget Computer, home of the $200 laptop, which is 503-646-1776. They're also providing that laptop that we are taking bids on for the children, for charity, and we'll be talking more about that as the week goes on. Final bids on that. I think we're at $700 right now. It closes out Monday. at 3 p.m. All right, I have this web pad, which are there people already calling in early?
That thing is so
small, too. If this is anybody calling early for this, they can you hang up on them now. If anybody is calling for this contest, you hang up on them now. I will give this web pad now to the first caller who can tell me two things. A, Raider O'Reilly's hometown and state on MASH, and also, which dead relative caused him to be sent back home to that hometown in the later years of MASH?
I know.
At 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955 on MASH, the television series. Raider O'Reilly's hometown and state, and which dead relative was the cause of him being transferred back stateside on MASH, the television program. You will then get this web pad. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. KOTK. Here's Paul.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, we come now to the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. In just a moment, we'll get to Clyde's mini-review of Lord of the Rings, which will be largely spoiler-free. But the books have been out for 50 years.
Yeah, but the movie's
can't spend
going.
The spare to, you know, find the $3 for Powell's. Not our problem. All right, anyway, I'm just saying. Let's go now to the phones.
It's the dedication to finishing instead of stopping halfway through.
Dr. Terry in Newburgh. Terry, for a web pad here, courtesy of our good friends at Budget Computers at 503-646-1776. Can you tell me, first of all, Raider O'Reilly's hometown and state?
Ottumwa in Iowa.
Excellent. And the relative who died so Radar would go home?
Good old Uncle Ed.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. There's Terry in Newburgh. You pick yourself up a web pad from Budget Computer. Good folks. Tomorrow, so the bid on this amazing the laptop is, what, $700 now? It's going to a
current high bid is $700, right, and it is a charitable donation. So
it is a charitable donation,
Terry,
and
get to stop watching Nickelodeon and start playing on the computer.
And the auction will be going through Monday at 3 p.m. We're taking your bids till then, so we'll keep you updated as we go on through that. All right, so you saw the midnight showing of Return of Two Towers last night.
I'd like to thank Mr. Bob over at Regal Center Cinemas over there, Lloyd Center, for what he did. He let us,
Bob.
Yeah, Mr. Bob.
Sounds like a gay pimp.
He's the coolest guy, and we got in and we got to see it in the big theater, best place to see because they have this huge theater there. And the film is, it's really interesting because it's one of those movies where it's like you never stopped. It's like continuing. There's nothing that, in my opinion, either spoils it or makes it bad. It's just consistent. It's a consistent, beautifully filmed movie.
As somebody told me, it starts immediately after the first one ends.
It starts immediately after Gandalf kills the huge demon, the
Balrog.
The Balrog, yeah. And so you watch him fall with the demon, and it's the coolest scene because he's stabbing and killing as he's going down.
Right.
So
well, really and cool. this is of course not a spoiler because all the trailers, all the posters have shown Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
And anybody who's read the books, again, I've been out there for 50 years. You know, we know that the Gandalf returns.
Returns, yes.
So I've heard that the battle sequences are just unbelievable.
The battle sequences are very horrific, and the sequence with the lights in the bog where all of the bodies are in the book, for those of you that have read the books,
don't give anything important here.
Gollum is taking them through, and all the bodies are laying there in the water.
And there's a lot more Gollum in this movie, too. Yeah. Kim told us that a few weeks ago, that Gollum, now he's all CGI, right?
Yeah, but he's believable.
She said it's the best, Kim said it was the best CGI she had ever seen.
Yeah. It looks like Steve Buscemi. Actually.
Steve, you look good. You're like the dear Gollum.
I thought you were going to say Steve Balaguer.
Well, he can look like Steve Balaguer, too.
He's more of an orc.
See, like Steve Buscemi, and the acting in that, I mean, the character acts so well. The characterization between the two personalities of Gollum and Sneagol are just...
How long is the line?
Fantastic.
And the audio for Gollum,
audio is great. The line went from, you know, Lloyd Center Cinemas?
Yeah.
The line went from there all the way to the train station.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
Lloyd Center. And I was really surprised at it. We were standing off to the side because we were hoping to get in, and people were coming up to us and said, what line is this? And I'd always say, Made in Manhattan, baby. We want to put J-Lo over the top, damn it.
Yeah. Excellent. Real quickly, you got a big thing coming up, Bodacious Classics tomorrow. Bill Plimpton?
Bill Plimpton will be in tomorrow. He's hanging out, drinking with us. He's going to be signing whatever you want to bring in. I think he has some DVDs he's going to be giving away, and it has a lot of great interviews, like with Lloyd Kaufman from Troma and a few other people, so it's a great shot. Go over and be with us that tomorrow night. And Matt Smith, Friday night, the guy who
put Poindexter's home phone number on something like that.
And it's going to be interesting to see what he did and how he was treated in the media.
If people want to see you, Betsy, they can do that where?
I dance at the Dolphin. I'm at the Dolphin 2 on Wednesdays and on Saturday or Fridays, I think.